semester. So this is spooning for any of you new listeners out there. It's a variety show. It's hard to define. You know, it's like a what's a good metaphor for something that's hard to define? It's like Peter MacMillan, you know? He tells you he's going to come on the show for the first 20 minutes, and then he says he has to figure out whether this congressman is a state or a U.S. congressman, so...
There's a thing called smartphones these days.
Right. So right, so...
It sounded pretty urgent.
But the idea of the show is we have a couple segments and then just some light banter, play some music. I haven't decided whether I'm going to stick with the Beatles motif, so if you guys have some recommendations, or any even our callers, if you want to call into the studio, there's like a 10% chance that it will work, but I still encourage you to try. Okay, I should probably turn on all the mics. Welcome to the show, Jordan Lucheski. How are you?
It's good to be here, Dan.
Yeah, cool. Did you have a good break?
I did.
Okay.
Celebrated my birthday.
Right.
Went to a Timberwolves game.
I did, yes. That was really fun. So I just want to talk about that Timberwolves game for a little bit because a series of very fortunate events happened to me.
Okay.
So we went there and... I ended up sneaking down to the first level, so I was about five rows back, mid-court. And right when I got down there, Shabazz Muhammad hit a half-quarter, which is unreal. And then subsequently after that, they did the T-shirt, you know, throwing thing, and I caught a T-shirt, which is awesome. I've never, like, caught a T-shirt at any sporting event.
Did you get the double XL, too?
I just got an XL,
okay.
A single X, so...
Either way.
Yeah, and then I was apparently on the Jumbotron.
Wow.
So that was my goal for the game, was to make it on the Jumbotron. So I made it on the Jumbotron, and so I caught a T-shirt, and I noticed that Jordan had also caught a T-shirt. They were in the cheap seats, so I could see them. Yes. They were directly in front of me. And, you know, I was waving at him because I thought that we both caught a T-shirt at, like, the exact same time. Like, what are the odds of that? And so I see him, and he's, you know, he's shaking this T-shirt back and forth. And I thought he saw me for a second, but then I just see the T-shirt go down, down, down. And I see this this bald ref and narrowly misses him.
Narrowly avoided the computers, too.
And the computers. And I'd just like to hear your rationale behind that action, because to this day I still understand. But I'll just finish the story. So, the T-shirt hits the ground, it hits the court, pretty decently accurate, and the ref throws it into the fan section. So, yeah, that was a really fun game. But I would love to hear your rationale behind that.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
bring
me up to speed. So okay. you caught a T-shirt.
At the Wolves game, some lady's throwing a T-shirt. I act like I don't want it, but I want it. So I stand up there.
Yeah.
I reach out one hand, snag it right over a kid. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so I have it, and I've caught one of these before, and I knew it was going to be an XL, which I can't wear. So... I kind of snuck a look at the tag. It said XL. I was like, shit. I mean, shoot.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll bleep that out.
Yeah. So then Calvin next to me and whoever else was next to me is like, throw it. Throw it. So I'm like, okay. And then I just launched it.
I would like to pause the story because we actually have Calvin's studio. and he will either validate or deny that claim.
Okay, I do need to qualify that claim, which I will admit is valid. I did encourage him through the art of peer pressure to throw his T-shirt. But what I meant for it was to, like, throw an arcing shot so it kind of land in the first deck of
fans.
Okay,
I'm not going to hit a fan.
It's a T-shirt. It's not going to hurt. It's a free shirt. Anyone would love that. But he chucks it like a laser, almost nails the referee and all the, like, recording equipment.
Okay, in my defense, I was aiming precisely right on the court in between the computer and the ref. Hit the spot.
Uh-huh.
Made it all the way down. Everyone's like, oh, my God, sign him up. Put him on the Twins.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
So I'm assuming the T-Wolves were losing at this point.
Oh, that was also the thing. I wanted to give us a little bit of a momentum.
Yeah, I'm not sure if throwing things
on the court is a momentum builder.
It's
happened before. How about Toronto, for example? Blue Jays in the playoffs. Fans start throwing beer onto the field. Next thing you know, walk-off home run. Same thing.
Did they win?
Quite a small sample size.
Did the T-Wolves win?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and that was the final part. The Timberwolves won in overtime, which is pretty sweet.
Okay, you know, I take it back.
But I was thinking, you know, if you would have made that, like if it would have went in the basket, you know, it was worth it almost for that chance. Cause,
in the basket?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be
like I was like fantasizing when I was down there. If I would get the ball, like I'm not passing it back. I'm shooting. I'm shooting at something. Because if I make it, like I'm getting like national recognition and for that. If I miss it, you know... 18,000 fans. Well, it was a Monday. It was a Wednesday.
18,000
Monday night. So it was probably more like 40. I would have. They would have all hated me and the players too, the refs. But it's worth it.
You don't want to get in an altercation with a lot of those guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially not now with Big Lance Stevenson. You know, he'll get in your face and he'll blow your eyelashes right out of your face.
Like the big bad wolf.
Cool, let's continue with introductions. Thank you for joining us, Jordan. Mm-hmm. Ryan McElrath.
Hello.
You had a very exciting break. What did you do exactly?
I did, yeah. So my dad and I, we both went out to Park City, Utah.
Okay.
For 4 or 5 days and skied the living bejesus out of those mountains.
Okay.
It's a cool location, Park City, because there are 5 different ski resorts or mountains that you have access to in maybe a 5-mile radius. It offers like a great amount of variety for like this location. And then it is also the home to one of the only 2 skier only mountains, Alta, which is my favorite.
No snowboarders.
No snowboarders are allowed.
How about sledding?
Sledding?
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't seen anybody rock a toboggan yet, but
that was so funny.
Yeah, but it is definitely bringing some controversy over to that that national park where skiers or snowboarders are not allowed, and there's some protesters later in the season where the guys like
there's
just
protesters.
Yeah, they park their vans like they have these big signs saying
"Let
like,
us board."
Yeah, exactly. Board. So
there's nothing else to protest these days.
So one of the slogans that Alta has is Alta is for skiers. Like they are not trying to hide this fact. They're actually like advertising.
I don't understand the disdain towards snowboarders.
Well, their argument is that they push the snow in a like unnatural manner or in like a negative way where they're pushing
it
down or pushing it more to the side, whereas skiers kind of just like disperse it a little bit better.
Okay.
Then there's just some personal reasons, vendettas, I guess, out there against snowboarders.
Okay, yeah.
Because my father, he loves Alta because the snowboarders, when they get off the chairlift, they always have to, like, buckle in their, like, one of their feet.
Uh-huh.
And so they sit at the top of the hill, and then you kind of, well, skiers, you just get off and go.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of maneuver around those
right.
people. So my dad is a big fan of that. He also says they make more noise. I can't really confirm that.
Snowboarders?
Snowboarders make more noise.
Oh, like the people, like he's kind of...
The people and, like, the way they turn, like, it's just, like, he says it's scratching, like, it's a more scratchy sound.
Wow, he really does not like snowboarders.
Exactly. It's
their voices have a scratchy sound?
No, like, they're, like, boards on the ice or on the snow.
Uh-huh.
So, anyways, it was a great trip. I ran in, or like there was just like a concert in the middle of the street one night, and then I met a dude that knows the surgeon that did the Teddy Bridgewater surgery. Got some insider information on that. Sad to say, it's not good news.
Right.
And then lastly, there is a painting or a like piece of street art on one of the walls of one of the buildings, and it's from my favorite street artist, Banksy, which is really neat. He's like a famous European street artist. So that was like plexiglassed up, and like so it's protected from vandalists or than just the weather. So
okay,
yeah, I had a great time out there though. 4 days of great skiing, and it's just a nice time to get, like, closer to my dad.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you also went skiing out in Idaho.
I did, yeah, I did. I'll just jump in front of you, Cal.
No problem.
Yeah, so I went skiing, too, and you mentioned snowboarders, you know, like, hogging the way, like, right after you got off the chairlift. Well, I was going up the chairlift, and you know how you put, like, your poles in between your legs?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I had them between my legs, okay. But I was trying to get off, and one of my poles was stuck.
Oof.
So I was kind of, you know, in that weird position of a pole is going, like, you know, I'm trying to get off, but this pole is, like, holding me up by a very bad place.
Oof.
But luckily, the pole gave way, and it just snapped right in half. So I broke my pole trying to get off a chairlift, which is pretty sad. But in my defense, is like my first time skiing in a long, long time. Mm-hmm.
So did you have to buy another pole?
I didn't. The guy just left. I told him I made a slight modification to the pole.
Oh.
So I'm hoping it was the joke that swayed him. It was probably just policy.
That's quick thinking. So, yeah. So I'm guessing that you put the poles between your legs, right?
Correct.
Did you put the basket side in, or the handle?
Do you know? Put basket side back.
Back, okay.
Yeah, is that the...
That may have been your your mistake there, but...
You know, I think I should just pull them out before I am about to,
mm-hmm.
like, seconds before, yeah.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. But otherwise, it was good. I was expecting to be, decent at skiing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in comparison to... I mean, I didn't expect... Maybe this is wrong of me, but I didn't expect Pete to be the best skier. But in fact, he was very good. Like, he was an incredible skier.
Really?
Yeah. He was a great skier, and Tyler was really good at snowboarding. So I was definitely the weakest link. But I got by. I was actually, the first day we were skiing, and I just kind of went off this jump unintentionally.
Oh, boy.
And I fell. Everything went everywhere. And I, like, really hurt my hip. I, like, couldn't walk for, like, a couple hours. So
how'd you get off the mountain?
I could still ski.
Okay.
Once I sat down, right. Like, then, like, there's less adrenaline and stuff.
I was told that the ski patrol came down, checked your vitals, got the toboggan, and called a wambulance.
Oh!
But I mean, that's just speculation.
Right.
So.
I cannot confirm or deny that statement. But anyway, then we skied the next day, and it was a lot better. So a lot of fun there. Just a lot of time in the ski town was really cool. I don't know. You said you had a good time mm-hmm. in Park City. But the ski town is really cool, a small little town. We did karaoke one night. We saw a band. We did some bar hopping.
What's the bar scene like?
In Ketchum? they got some cool little bars.
I hear Pete got tossed out one night.
Pete's not... Where'd you hear that from?
Oh, well... For some reason, I thought I heard...
Sources
were out there that Pete got tossed out wanting to meet a band in the back room. Or maybe I'm getting these stories mixed up with somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
Hey, the radio is the place to spread rumors.
Yeah. No, it's not rumors.
Yeah,
it's
more
just
inflammatory the
facts.
Comments, the better. We're just trying to get views.
Yeah,
we're just trying to get
news.
Listeners. Yeah.
No, it's not lies. It's alternative facts. So.
Yeah.
Alt facts.
But besides that, I worked in admissions for 2 days, gave some tours. That was always really that's always fun, and did some cross country skiing as well. So it was a very good break. Watched a series of unfortunate events. Binge watched that, and it was really good.
How many episodes?
It's just like eight.
Oh, okay.
But they're like an hour each. But it's very good. Yeah. All right, Cal, you're up. How's your break?
My break was excellent, Dan. It was very similar in the fact that I was also at that Timberwolves game, as we've previously discussed. But one thing we did leave out of that is, of course, that we won Cherry Berry.
Yes. Oh, that was another win, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, every fourth quarter, if the opposing team misses two consecutive free throws, the entire crowd with a valid ticket... can get a free cherry berry the next day at any participating cherry berry.
In the Twin Cities.
In the Twin Cities area, yes. So, thankfully, after the fourth quarter started, Bismack Biyombo went to the line for the Magic and proceeded to miss two free throws.
Hey!
And not only did that help us get to overtime, but it helped us get a nice snack the next day. So that was excellent.
So you took advantage of the free cherry.
Oh, yes. And
that's awesome.
You know, their thinking is, oh, no one will fill that out. That's a lot of work. But we did it. We went in and got it.
Four free ice creams.
Yep.
Or was it five? It might have been.
Yeah, it was a lot of free ice cream. It's a lot of free ice cream.
Awesome.
Otherwise, my break was pretty relaxed. Saw some good movies with the pops. I saw The Accountant.
Oh, I saw it too.
Okay.
I was a big fan of The Accountant.
Is that a new movie?
That was a weird movie.
Newish.
Okay.
It just came out on DVD, so it's probably not like crazy.
Okay. Who is that?
It's Damon.
Oh,
no,
Damon.
Is it?
I thought it was.
Never mind. I'll look it up.
We'll look it up.
Yeah. We'll get back to you.
He plays a very weird character.
Okay.
Whoever it is.
It's like a Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know why I said
that. A math savant cooking the books. Uncooking the books.
Oh, so that's funny because Matt Damon was a math savant in that one with Robin Williams. You know what I'm talking about? That older movie? Ryan, you got to know this movie.
I don't. Sorry.
Say it again.
Matt Damon's like a math savant, and he's like working as a custodian.
Oh, yeah.
But then he like solves the Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, okay.
Math savants. There's quite the market for math savants.
Yeah, and Ben Affleck actually plays like his dim-witted friend in that, so that's kind of a funny transition.
I just realized that Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck are brothers. I never knew that.
Hmm.
There you go. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Liberal arts education.
Affleck Duck is the cousin.
Oh, okay.
So
I think Pete was trying to watch every Matt Damon movie over the January.
That'd be quite a few.
Yeah, over the
so
month of January.
Be a lot of Matt Damon trapped on a planet.
Yeah, I'd like to ask him like whether he was successful with that.
Yeah,
but
he is. He's a good actor.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like so that. To segue into our next segment. It's who's your favorite actor or actress?
Mm. Well, I've got those answers like right away.
Okay, let's hear.
I'm ready to hit it. For an actor, I'm a big fan of Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, God. You can't go wrong with Matthew McConaughey.
Either going with I just saw great movie. Oh, I even forgot about that. Like that's a top five movie right there.
That's really pushing it. But
no
okay.
way. The Wolf of Wall Street is an all-time great movie. But I'm a big fan of him in Interstellar. That's one of my favorite movies. The Good Guys, that's like...
Yeah.
I think that's a really good movie
that
also.
That is a good movie. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, I think... I like his voice. And then also, like, whenever he wins an Academy Award, he always says, all right, before, like,
of course,
he accepts it. And I think it's just such a cool thing to do, I guess, or a routine or a ritual. And then, also, how can you not love his Lincoln commercials? Like, he's a great seller at that. But then with the actress, I'm a big fan of Emma Watson.
Okay.
Mm. I like her in Harry Potter movies and the Harry Potter movies. That's all I really know her for.
Right,
but
yeah.
She was fantastic.
Okay.
And gorgeous. So.
Okay, right. That doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
For actors, I like Christoph Waltz, the guy that's the dude in Django Unchained. He's the dentist that goes
It's a dentist.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a really good villain character.
Christoph.
And I think he plays the part really well, kind of like a half eerie, half like funny guy. So I like that. I like Denzel Washington a lot. Uh-huh. Yeah, those are my two main guys.
Okay.
I got a cool little fact about Christopher Waltz. He's been in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies lately.
Yes.
He made a deal with Tarantino that I guess in the like. He played two bad characters or something like that, and like he made a deal with Tarantino's like, I will do these roles as long as I can be a good guy in like a later film, and that's where Django Unchained comes in, where he's kind of like
that's really interesting. I didn't know it was like planned out like that. But
yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie would probably be the actress I would go for.
Okay. Nice. Hey, Jordan.
Actor, I would say Leonardo DiCaprio,
Oof,
who was actually the star of Wolf of Wall Street. But also, The Revenant, Inception.
Titanic fan?
I've never seen Titanic.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so long. I've actually
never seen it either.
What?
I've never seen the entire thing. I've seen like them trying to get into the boats like when the ship is sinking.
So, breaking news, the next three radio shows will just be us like commentating reacting while we watch the Titanic.
It's like anyway, Mystery Space Theater.
A lot great. Of good movies. The Departed, great movie. Oh, also. My gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hits. Mm-hmm. Getting attacked by a bear in The Revenant. Mm-hmm. Actress. I like Emma Watson too, but Mila Kunis. Also gorgeous.
Yes. Yes. She's very good.
Who's she married to again?
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Wait, is she actually? I just made that up.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, wow.
That made my, like, made my life. Just, like, completing that 70s show, like, connection. Just
Are they actually married?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I would say my favorite actor is Bill Murray.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, I used to hate him, but he's grown on me.
I think he's so funny. I just love, I love him in Caddyshack. I think that's one of my favorite movies.
I think he's from Minnesota, Bill Murray.
Really? No. I know he has stake in the St. Paul Saints.
Oh,
I know that.
Yeah, that's it.
He's in the area quite often.
Yeah.
And my dad's friend graduated high school with him. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Female actor, actress. I really like Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick.
She's like my celebrity crush. I think I really like the movie Pitch Perfect.
Oh God, I just looked up Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
She's great. Yeah. I think she always plays like a really like a reasonable character and like personable person. So I feel like she'd be a cool person to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
How about our most hated actor or actress?
I'm gonna go Liam Neeson.
Really?
I
like Liam Neeson.
He
plays the same character.
Right now, he does. Okay, here's the thing. He does serious so well. Like Taken, like that's awesome for 95% of the movie. I think he's so good at just being like a sociopath. But then comes that tender moment where he has to like be a little like sensitive and just tender, and he just can't. He can't do it. He's so bad at it. And I just, like, see through it every time. Like, no, like, you're a sociopath. Like, don't try.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he, like, tries way too hard in those moments.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Amy Schumer.
Okay.
I don't know. I just haven't...
What has she been in?
You know, I can't exactly remember, but I just...
just
don't vibe. Like her. Mm-hmm. Getting some bad vibes. But then, like... I'm not a fan of Nicolas Cage.
I was going to say that. How do you not? Everyone hates Nick Cage. Oh, my
National
God.
National Treasure.
I like... That's the only movie I can stand.
That's the only movie I've seen with him, so...
Okay.
He just sends off a creepy vibe.
He's
like,
so bad.
You don't want to leave, like, your kids with him. Like... Oh, God.
Yes. Everyone should watch The Wicker Man. It is the worst movie, but the most entertaining and horribly disturbing movie.
Also, yes. Not a huge fan of Adam Sandler. It's kind of sad.
Me too.
Because of that saying.
The Razzie King, as he's known.
Fun fact, for Jack and Jill, he won Razzie for male worst male and worst female lead, which is very dubious and very dubious honor.
I have another male actor that I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
He, Owen Wilson.
Oh my god. He's like my favorite.
Really?
How do you not like Owen Wilson?
I feel like he just plays the same character over and over. It's because of his voice. He has such a unique like sound.
Yeah.
I can't stand his nose.
Oh my god.
Drillbit Taylor. Not a fan of that.
Okay, movie. I haven't seen that one, but have you seen Zoolander?
I have. Honestly think it was a little overhyped.
Okay.
But
wow.
I'm sorry. It's nothing personal.
I love Owen Wilson.
The Rock. Don't like him in movies. Also, Kevin Hart. Funnier stand-up. Not as funny as an actor.
Well, I mean, you know what kind of humor you're going to get going in with that.
Tom Cruise, also not a fan.
Yeah,
I
like Tom Cruise.
What? I think he's
too perfect. Like
he's just not a good person. And
Yeah, he's